In this short video, we're going to make a bootable USB drive and copy an image of a Windows 8 ISO or DVD so that we can load Windows from that USB drive. First thing I want to do is click on Start, run CMD. CMD is short for Command Prompt. I'm going to right click on CMD and select Run as Administrator. I'm going to go ahead and accept the user access control response, say yes, and that will bring up a DOS box. In there, I'm going to use the utility called diskpart. So I'm going to type in diskpart. And once in diskpart, the first command that I want to use is list disk. List disk will tell me what disks are available on this machine. And I currently have three disks, disks 0 through 2, and I'm going to go ahead and add my fourth disk, which is my USB drive. So I'm plugging in my USB drive, and you'll see in the background it popped up a box. In my case, what I want to do is I want to run list disk again, and you'll see that the new disk is there. And in my case, it's going to be disk number 3, which is a 30 gigabyte disk. So I want to go and select that disk. To do that, I type in select disk, and then the disk number, which in my case is 3. I can also do list disk again, and it'll show an asterisk next to the one that's listed. Now, I typically want to do this just to make sure, because the very next command is to clean, and a clean basically wipes out that drive, removes all partitions. So you want to definitely make sure that you have the right drive whenever you're doing that. So after running a clean, there are no partitions. So if I do list disk again, you'll see that I still have the drive, but instead of having 0 bytes free, I have 30 gigabytes free. That's because there are no more partitions on that drive. So the first thing that I want to do on that drive now that it's clean is I want to create a partition. To do that, I can do create partition primary, because it's going to be a primary partition, and press enter. Whenever you create a partition, it automatically selects the partition. So if I do list partition, you'll see that it has one partition and it is utilizing the entire size of the drive. If I wanted to create a smaller partition, I could have given it a size as a parameter. If you do not clean, and therefore you do not have to create a partition, you would want to do select partition, followed by the partition number that we're going to be working with, and that's going to be select partition 1. Okay, after selecting the partition, we need to go ahead and start working with that partition. The first thing that I want to do is I want to go ahead and format it. So I'm going to do format, and I need to give it a couple parameters. The first one is going to be the FS, which is the file system, and the file system that I want to use is NTFS. And I'm going to also give it a parameter of quick. The quick command tells it to run a quick format instead of doing a long format. And lastly, I'm going to go ahead and give it a label while I'm here. So I'm going to call this label equals, and then if you use spaces, you have to use the quote. So I like to just get in the habit of using quotes all the time. And I'm going to call this Win8RP for release preview. And I'm going to be doing x64. So I'm going to go ahead and label it Win8RP. x64, and press enter. Since it's doing a quick format, it won't take very long, but it will take probably 20 or 30 seconds. Okay, once the format is done, I'm going to go ahead and do active, and that makes the current partition active. The last thing that I want to do is go ahead and assign it a drive letter. So I can do that by doing assign. Whenever you clean, the drive letter is actually wiped out because it deletes the partition. And you'll see that it automatically popped up a box letting me know that it's got a new drive. And if I open that folder, you'll see that there's nothing in that drive. And it created a drive letter, in this case of F. So I can go ahead and exit out of disk part. And now I'm at the command prompt. The next thing that I want to do is I want to go ahead and put my Windows 8 DVD into my DVD drive, or my external drive, DVD drive, whatever. And you'll see that I have done that already, and that's drive E. So the next thing that I want to do is I want to change to my drive letter that has my Windows 8 DVD in it. So E colon, press enter. And then I want to change to the boot directory, cd boot. And there is a bootsector.exe, this file right here, that we're actually going to be running. And this is going to actually create the boot sector of our destination disk using the boot sector of the CD. So to do that, I'm going to type in boot sector, bootsect, followed by the parameters that I want to use. And in my case, I want to create, I want to use the slash NT60 parameter, which is for Vista or above, and I'm going to use my drive letter, which the drive letter for my destination disk, drive letter for my destination disk was the F drive. So I'm going to follow that up with an F colon, and that only takes a couple seconds to transfer the boot sector. Now the last thing that I need to do is I need to actually copy data. So I'm going to actually just use the xcopy command, and I'm going to xcopy e colon backslash star dot star. Notice I'm not using the boot folder. I'm doing the entire DVD. And where do I want to copy it to? I want to copy it to the F drive. And I want to use a few parameters. So for the parameters that I'm going to use, I'm going to use e. Actually, let me do f colon backslash, and then I'm going to do a forward slash e for the parameter, and then a forward slash f parameter, and a forward slash h parameter. And I'm going to go ahead and execute that, and it's going to start copying files. This is going to go fairly quickly until it gets to the WIM files, the WIM files, and the WIM files are quite large, so those files will kind of look like it's stalled, but just keep letting it go because those are big files. It takes a while to copy those. I'm going to pause the recording for now, and I'll pick it back up once this copy is finished, and we'll finish this disk out. Okay, now we can go ahead and copy additional files if we want to do that, and in my case, I do. So I'm going to go to my D drive where I have some other files that I want to put on there. So I'm going to take this More Tools folder. I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to paste it on my new USB drive. And I want to do one more thing. I'm going to create a new text document, and let's go ahead and minimize this. I'm going to rename this, and I'm going to call it win8-key.txt. And I'm going to go to the website where we can download Windows 8. So I'm going to launch my Internet Explorer, and the URL to get to the download, if you don't already have it, is http://aka.ms/guruwin8, and that will forward you to the download site. And I can do download Windows 8 release preview, get it now. And if I scroll down, there's ISO images there under the different languages. Under English, I have a 64-bit or a 32-bit. You could download it from here. But the main reason I wanted to come here was to show you this. The product key, you have to have that product key in order to do the install based on this media. So what I want to do is I want to actually put that on my drive so I have it available to me. So I'm going to copy and paste that right into this text document. I'm also going to just put down the Windows 8 release preview and that website. So I'm going to put that in here, and http://aka.ms/guruwin8. Win8. And now, in case I forget, I'll know where everything is. And I'm going to go ahead and close this. And I'm also going to just copy this over to the root of my bootable USB drive. And now I'm done. All I have to do is update the BIOS on the machine to allow it to boot from the USB stick, and I can boot to the USB stick and start loading the operating system from that USB.